CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Fired Up with CJ on CBS Sky Radio. I want to thank our listeners for joining us today. If you love the show and you want to download it, you missed something, you want to re-listen to it, you thought, oh my goodness, I missed that, you can do that for free. After the show, we do load our podcast on newskyradio.com. And in 24 hours, you can also get it for free again on iTunes. We do it in both places. So if you missed something on the show today with CJ and Mr. Greg Braden, you can always get the show on our podcast.
All right. Well, welcome. Thank you, Cassandra. Welcome back, everybody. So my show is all about making things practical and moving people into action, and that is what the segment is going to be. We've heard a lot of interesting ideas. And the question is, because Greg says he's practical, and that's one of the things that he wants to do is make these things practical, is how do we take all this information, Greg, and make sense out of it and change our lives in the way that we're living?
You know, it's a beautiful question, and I acknowledge that certainly we've covered a lot of ground, and I know for some people it's a very different way of thinking. For others, it's just right up their alley. And as you and I were speaking during the break, I think during the brief time we have together, I think it's probably the best way to honor our audience is to not rehash a lot of old ideas, but to share the essence of the new discoveries that may not be so obvious in mainstream publications, so people are aware of them, and now when we go to apply them, the applications begin to make tremendous sense. So I think the best way to share an application is just through a story, through a case history, something that's actually happened. As I mentioned earlier, my wife and I live in a rural area in northern New Mexico. And it has been hit very hard with climate change, for example, the worst drought that any of the native elders ever recall. For the first time, families that have been cattle ranchers for, you know, five or six generations are selling their herds because they can no longer feed the cattle. And life has become very difficult for many people here. There's a friend, a neighbor of ours. His name is Ken. Ken was a home builder of ecologically sound and ecologically friendly homes for over 30 years. He had an entire crew that he worked with all over the country building these beautiful homes, and he had just embarked upon the biggest project that he had ever agreed to do in 2008. And I think our listeners probably know 2008 was the beginning of an economic downturn. It was the collapse of the housing market as well. And suddenly Ken found himself with no way to follow through on this project, no way to provide for his family, no way to provide for all of the crew that he felt responsible for in their lives. He really struggled with this. And I know a lot of people have had similar experiences. That's why I want to share this story. Now, in the old way of thinking, this is why our past three segments are so important. In the old way of thinking, where we were led to see ourselves based upon a model of separation, we have all asked subconsciously or even consciously a question. And the question, whenever we make a choice in our lives, whether it's a relationship, job, career, finances, healthcare, whatever it is, the question in the past has been, what can I get from the world that exists? And that question has made perfect sense within the thinking of separation that we were led to embrace. The new discoveries now give us a reason to change the question. And the new question, based on a world of connectivity and cooperation and mutual aid, the new question now becomes, what can I give, or what can I share, or what can I offer, or what can I contribute to the world that is emerging? The way we answer that question changes everything. So for my friend Ken, he woke up, bolted up, the way he tells the story, about 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, what am I going to do? I'm losing everything. I can't provide for all the people that depend upon me. He said, what is it that people in the world really need? And the answer that came back to him is that they don't need homes right now. They can't afford them. But they do need a way to take care of themselves. Ken got up the next morning and he took his skills as a builder and he began to prototype, design and then prototype and then build an innovative system of raised bed modular greenhouses that are self-sustaining. They're self-watering, self-heating. They have covers that will sustain them in any temperature year-round, hot and cold. They can be as small as 12 inches square, or the ones that we have now, these systems in our yard outdoors, 4 feet by 8 feet side by side. We have a whole row of them. And Ken began building these things to help people grow their own food, which was healthier, it was less expensive. And he has been so successful, CJ, in transitioning to designing and building things that help people in their everyday lives. He's having so much fun doing it. I don't think he's ever going to go back to building another home. And he is thriving in the worst economic downturn in 80 years. And when people in his business who are waiting for the market to come back and trying to recreate the old world in the new normal that is emerging, it doesn't work to do that because the old world is gone. And all Ken did was he changed the question. And I'm going to invite our listeners, if you haven't done this already in your life, this is such a powerful thing. I do this for myself every single day. Mm-hmm. Ask the question, what can I give? And for some people, the word give is a turnoff because they feel like they've already given so much. So you can substitute and use the word share. Well, what can I contribute? What can I offer to my neighbors, my friends, my family, to the world? And it's not about what your degree is in or your certificate or your skills of the past. It's where your passion is. What are you really good at, and where is your passion? And wherever that passion is, that is the universe tapping us on the shoulder, saying we need those skills right now in the new normal that's emerging, the normal of the world of extremes. And when we answer that question based upon the scientific facts of connectivity, of mutual aid, of cooperation, it makes perfect sense for us to use our skills to give, to contribute, to share with our community. And in that way, we're rewarded in ways that we never imagined. And Ken is only one example of many that I could give. In my own backyard, our communities here in northern New Mexico. So I wanted to share that story as just a case history. Does it make sense if I do it that way, CJ?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, what you're saying is that we're asking, what I'm hearing from this whole program is you're asking us to rethink the way that the assumptions that we've been living our lives, that competition is the only way and that collaboration and is a new way. And, in fact, if you look at the 5,000-year cycle that we're ending, it's the way in which – it's opportunity of our new cycle going forward. And so when I look at what your neighbor Ken did is he looked at the opportunity and thought about connection. I mean, he shifted his thinking to the way that you're suggesting in this book. And I think it's a very powerful story.
I think it is. And, you know, there are other stories. There are stories of physicists at Los Alamos National Labs that lost their funding, national funding. They realized they didn't know their families anymore. They were traveling all the time, didn't know their this one man that I know, he didn't know his children. They were growing up. He didn't even know anything about their lives. He and his wife weren't connected anymore. And they sat down as a family and said, do we want to recreate the past or do we want to try something different? And long story short, they went out and bought a herd of beautiful llamas. Every morning they wake up together and they feed and care for these llamas. They shear the wool in the fall, and in the summer months they put little backpacks on them, and when tourists come, the llamas lead the llamas through llama treks in the mountains of northern New Mexico, and this family is like a renewed family, and all they did was change the question, and I think it's so important.
So many inspiring ideas. Folks, get the book, Deep Truth. Make sure to join us next week. Thank you so much for being here, Greg.
Thank you, CJ, and for everyone on the staff that's helping make this program possible. We appreciate you tremendously.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And, folks, make sure to tune in next week when we talk to Bernie Siegel, another frontier person who's changing the way that we think about medicine and health. Have a great week, everyone.